Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I want to say something. That we was having a conversation at dinner yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty insightful conversation that we had. And you know, when I do these monologue things, I don't do it every week because I'm not inspired. I don't want to just talk for no reason. But I do want to talk when I feel like it's appropriate, because we have a platform and mm-hmm. it's important. to shed light on certain things. So, you know, we've been extremely blessed and fortunate to be going to a lot of these different things. We go to the Grammys, we're in Super Bowl week, we're everywhere. We're literally everywhere. We're like going out to the E-Guard at this point.
Yeah. Got a good chance.
There hasn't been anything that we're not at. But what's concerning to me is like when you think of this word culture, right? And a lot of people define our culture for us, and we define our culture for ourselves as well. But the people that are always 9 times out of 10, like really focused on, celebrated, elevated, it's a small population. Mm-hmm. And they're musicians, and they're athletes, and they're entertainers, comedians, different things of that nature. And I don't want to be divisive because rappers are important. Everybody knows how we feel about Jay-Z and Nas, and shout out to Meek Mill, mm-hmm. ran into him, good brother. 2 Chainz, good brother. Our poets' voices are important, but it's lopsided. And it's like when people want to do things from other races and they want to involve the culture, they're only involving rappers. So it's like, what does that say about your thoughts on us? That the only value add that we can provide is to entertain you. Because when their peers are around, they're not rappers. They're entrepreneurs. They're billionaires. They're titans in industries. They're hedge fund. But then the counterparts for black people are only hip hop artists. So, but the level of respect for the black entrepreneurs are not given on the white side, but it's also not given on the black side either. Because when we champion and when we celebrate 9 times out of 10, how we treat the people that have made historical moments in sports and entertainment is way different from the people that have made historical moments in the business world. And we also got to stop normalizing things that are extremely almost impossible to do. So like, it's like, Foss, for instance, right? It's like, okay, this whole thing started with an iPhone. We get to a point where we can have InvestFest with 14,000 people and sell out Royal Albert Hall and Madison Square Garden. And then it's like, well, people might not be aware. Well, they should be aware. Mm-hmm. You should be aware. Because that's like, it's negligence if you're not aware. Because it's like, okay, if you own a baseball team and you don't know that there's top prodigies in the Dominican Republic, well, you're getting fired. Because there's really no excuse for the incompetence of not knowing that. So to say, oh yeah, it's cool. They have a pot. Like, it's almost impossible to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. And you're trying to normalize it. But somebody makes a hit record and you're running after them like they're Superman. So we can blame white people. And they do have a lot to explain why they only want to champion hip hop music and why that's the most important part of the spectrum. But we also got to look internally at ourselves as well. Because why do we only celebrate a small portion of what we represent? Right? Why is that the most important thing? Why are those people considered legends and we're considered social media personalities? So this is something that's extremely important, because how the world views us is how we view ourselves and how other people are viewing us. And I mean, it's cool. And like I said, I don't want to cause division, because a lot of these guys are my friends and they're important. But at some point we got to just take a step back and say, okay, what's more important? Is it just to celebrate people wearing weird clothes and doing funny dances? Because when Robert Smith is not getting the same treatment that a white billionaire is getting, nobody knew who Don Peebles was until he came on the platform. So even our billionaires are not given the same respect. Because yeah. I see people they'll do things for other races that are billionaires that they would never do for a black billionaire. So at a certain point in time, the admiration has to turn into asking questions, where it's like, not these it's not like, okay, slutty vegan, she Pinky is cool, like she's a cool entrepreneur. No, she's a leader. She needs to be treated the same way that any entertainer is treated, or better. Because I don't care, like Derry Falcon said, I don't care how good you are, at some point in time your career is going to be over. But if you're an entrepreneur, you're really changing the dynamic of your community. So stop treating the entrepreneur like, oh, he's just a cool person to hang around with, or they're doing some cool things. Now, stop doing that. Treat the entrepreneur as somebody that is the most important person in the whole spectrum, because nothing moves without it. And if not, then we always going to be entertaining other people. It's like a circus. So at some point, you have to stop being entertained and really look at things critically and say, okay, if this is really for the culture is more than sports and entertainment. Mm-hmm. The culture is media. The culture is entrepreneurship. The culture is activism. The culture is politics. These are all important parts of the culture. So if you're trying to uplift the culture, you got to uplift all the voices, not just the people that are on TV. It's an extremely important point. I just wanted to highlight that. And like I said, it's not a divisive thing, no, because these people are important and they've given us motivation. They've given us inspiration, sports and entertainment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at some point, we have to balance the playing field a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's important for a number of reasons. But another thing is, like, for as far as people have thinking we have gone in this space and trailblazed, right? If we're not being recognized in some of these spaces, what does that say for the everyday entrepreneur who's fighting to get to that spot, right? Like, it becomes a place where it's like, yo, they haven't even reckoned these guys, and look how much they've done. But it's important that you say it, because not only are they not being recognized, right? Our billionaires and our people who are successful in business, they're not even being invited, right? It doesn't even become the cool thing to even have them there. And you got to sit back and wonder, like, well, why is this happening? Who's making the decisions? Mm-hmm. Who's sending out these things? And who's creating the atmosphere to have our entertainers there? Do they look like us?
Shout out to Diddy. Shout out to people that have actually amplified the voices of what we have going on.
Listen, out there.
The entrepreneurial movement. Shout out to Diddy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve Harvey. There's a lot of people. I don't want to seem like there's nobody that's, yeah. I hate that too. I don't want to put that narrative out there like all black people are against it. Like, no, that's not true. There's people that's actively helping move the ship forward. But then there's some people that's not. And like I said, it might be that, like, some people say, well, they're not aware. Well, you should be. You should be aware.
Mm-hmm.
What else you have to do? Like, yeah. They're like, you say you got to do more work. How much more can you do? Like, that's like saying, okay, like there's a basketball player that's averaging 50 points a game in college, and they're like, yo, you got to work. How much more can you do?
Yeah.
And how much more can you do?
The bottom line was, it was like, yo, even if we look at it in the business world, right? Even if that analogy of the person in the sports world that's averaging 50, and you got to do more. If the scouting team, right, there's going to be, like, you might not be aware of it, right? Let's say your schedule is so packed that you're working on so many things that you're not aware. There's got to be a scouting team that's telling you this. And if the scouting team's not telling you, then they need to go, right? Because it's too important for you to miss. You miss out on a generational thing or a generational opportunity that could affect your business for the long run.
Absolutely.
And so you got to look at it like that. Yo, if they're not telling me, if they're not making me aware, then why are they around?
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.